This is VOA News. I'm Marissa Melton. Russian President Vladimir Putin on Saturday visited Crimea and then the occupied port city of Mariupol. It was his first trip to Ukrainian territory that Moscow had illegally annexed in September. AP correspondent Charles de Ledesma.
Putin arrived in Mariupol by helicopter and then, Russian reports say, drove himself around the city's so-called memorial sites, concert hall and coastline. In the Nevsky district, he met local residents in a video obtained from Russian sources exchanging pleasantries. Mariupol had become a worldwide symbol of defiance after outgunned and outmanned Ukrainian forces held out in a steel mill there for nearly 3 months before Moscow took control of it. The Crimea and Mariupol visits come days after the International Criminal Court in The Hague issued an arrest warrant for the Russian leader, accusing him of war crimes. I'm Charles de Ledesma.
The United States said it would be unacceptable if China were to position itself as a peacemaker in the war in Ukraine by promoting a ceasefire. This, according to White House National Security Council spokesman John Kirby. On Sunday, he spoke to Fox News Sunday.
All that's going to do is give Mr. Putin more time to refit, retrain, reman, and try to plan for renewed offensives at a time of his choosing.
Kirby's remarks come a day before Chinese President Xi Jinping heads to Russia to visit with his closest ally, Russian President Putin. The U.S. and its Western allies are deeply skeptical of China's motives, noting Beijing has refused to condemn Russia and provided it with an economic lifeline as other countries heap sanctions on Moscow. From Washington, this is VOA News. Banking giant UBS is acquiring its smaller rival, Credit Suisse, in an effort to avoid further market-shaking turmoil in global banking. This, according to the Swiss president on Sunday. The announcement follows the collapse of two large U.S. banks last week. The bank failures sparked a hasty response from the U.S. government to prevent any further bank panics. U.S. Treasury Secretary Janet Yellen and Federal Reserve Board Chair Jerome Powell released a statement on Sunday saying they welcomed the Swiss announcement. At a news conference in Switzerland, the CEO of UBS Bank, Colm Kelleher, was asked if there was any chance that UBS might back out of the deal.
We are committed to making this deal a great success. There are no options in this. This is absolutely essential to the financial structure of Switzerland. And at the risk of being somewhat global, I think, to global finance. So this deal is announced. This deal will be executed successfully.
Donald Trump has called for protests as he predicts his arrest on Tuesday, while his former vice president calls the investigation political. AP correspondent Julie Walker.
Former Vice President Mike Pence says with all the problems in New York, the Manhattan DA doesn't need to investigate hush money payments to women who alleged sexual encounters with Trump.
It just feels like a politically charged prosecution.
Trump has said he expects to be arrested Tuesday and is calling for protests.
The American people have a constitutional right to peaceably assemble.
The former vice president also says people are frustrated about
what they sense is a two-tier justice system in this country. I think is well-founded.
Pence made his comments on ABC This Week with George Stephanopoulos during a visit to Iowa, an early voting state, and said he's giving serious consideration to running for president. Julie Walker, New York.
The Islamic State terror group on Sunday claimed responsibility for an attack that took place in an eastern village in the Democratic Republic of Congo, killing 10 people and injuring many others. The claim was made on a Telegram account associated with the group. It said this attack represents an expansion for IS operations. Sudan's military leaders and pro-democracy forces vowed to begin establishing a new civilian-led transitional government on April 11th. This is according to a spokesperson representing both parties on Sunday. Speaking at a news conference broadcast by Sudan's state-run Suna news agency, Khalid Omar said a finalized political statement, first agreed upon last December, would be inked on April 1st, and a new transitional constitution would be signed days later. Two International Committee of the Red Cross employees kidnapped in early March in northern Mali were released Sunday evening, this according to the ICRC, making its announcement on Twitter. I'm Marissa Melton, VOA News.